Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the podcast. I am Tian Lee, your host, an intuitive embodiment coach for women and Reiki master. I help women come home to their bodies, heal from past trauma, pain, and programming, and reclaim their power from the inside out. On this podcast, we will be diving deep into all things healing, trauma, inner child work, nervous system regulation, somatic experiencing, feminine energy, manifestation, and embodiment. So come journey with me as we turn your wounds into wisdom, your pain into power, and connect you back to your authentic truth. Grab your journal, your favorite cup of coffee or tea, and let's get started. Hello, 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 and welcome back. Whew, it has been a hot minute since I have done an episode. Actually, hot minute would be like a little over a year. I can't even believe that I'm saying that right now. It has been over a year since I have recorded an episode. And a lot of that just had to do with where I was in my life and in my business. And I just started going in so many different directions that I just slacked on the podcast, to be honest with you. I absolutely slacked. My coaching has, you know, started to shift into different directions as well. As we coaches heal and expand, so does our businesses and the contents that we offer and the programs that we offer. And so it has been a wild year since my last episode, that is for sure. I have definitely changed and expanded so much in my life and in my business. And that is the energy that I want to bring forth now into the podcast. And so we're just going to start over with a whole new season. I'm going to keep all my old episodes up. Thank you to everyone who has listened to them, who found benefit from them, who shared them on their Instagram stories. I appreciate you all so much for taking the time to listen and to dive deep with me. So as my podcast has always been, it is for women. It is to help women truly come home to themselves and ignite their power and their inner authority and their confidence and their authenticity from the inside out. And we're gonna start taking it up a notch though in this podcast. Like I said, I've expanded, my business has expanded. The tools and the modalities and the things that I use now are evolved. I don't want to say they're different. They've just evolved since the last time I was on here. I took a very trauma-informed approach into my own healing journey over the last few years, and over the last year specifically, I really dove into a trauma-informed approach in my coaching as well, as that was really the only thing that brought me healing, clarity, and relief in my own journey. And so that is what I'm so passionate about with helping women, is truly bringing women to a space where they can come home to their bodies, create that inner safety and security that we need, that foundation that we need within ourselves, so that we can do this deeper healing work, so that we can do our trauma work, so that we can re-embody our inner child in a whole new way, in a whole new light, and really start to break free from the programs, the conditions, and the patterns that have held us back and they have kept us stuck. Because until we truly are able to dissolve and dismantle what is not our truth, what has been passed down to us, what has been projected onto us, when we dissolve and dismantle the identities and the versions of ourselves that were born out of that trauma, that is when we're truly going to start to see benefits in our journey. That is when we're truly going to be able to shift the way that we see ourselves, the way that we see the world, shift our mindset, shift our behaviors, and start to incorporate patterns within ourselves and our lives that are fulfilling and that actually serve us and are going to help keep that needle moving forward so that we can continue to evolve and expand without getting stuck in spiraling. Whew. So this is just an intuitive flow that I'm coming on here and doing. I'm so sorry for the noise in the background if you can hear it. They are doing construction and like the river bend behind me. And it's really ironic because the first day that it happened, I was woken up at 6:30 by all these noises. You can guess what those noises are when there's construction and they have like big tractors out there, and they just started ripping up this river bend. And it's been a little shaky. You know, my apartment, I'm on the second floor, and when they get down there and they start pulling up all of the bottom of the water bend and the rocks and the concrete, it shakes my apartment. And there's been a couple times where if I didn't know that there was construction going on, I would have thought that we had an earthquake. I do live in California, so that would not be an impossible thing to have. But what I've realized that is so ironic is that, or maybe it's not ironic, maybe it's more of like a symbolism, is how they are literally out there and they are digging up the foundation of this riverbed. I don't really know what exactly they're doing, but I can go out on my balcony right now and watch it all happening. And they are literally gutting the foundation of this riverbed. And I'm assuming they're, you know, going to put in a stronger one. And how symbolic is that for healing? You know, it is a complete mess out there, right? It's noisy. They have all these tractors. There is gravel and like concrete and mud just everywhere. There's like dust and dirt that gets just blown up in the air every time they go in and start digging up the bottom of the riverbed. And it's literally just a mess out there. And I think I even did a podcast over this talking about how healing is messy. So like I said, like I have not changed how I'm coaching or the information that I share, but it has definitely evolved. But I do believe I did do a podcast about how healing is messy. And that is exactly what I want to talk about now. Because healing requires us to truly kind of go in and shake those faulty foundations. You know, it's like the same with a house. I made a TikTok over this once and so many people resonated with it. But, you know, healing can often be like remodeling a house or like in my case right now, you know, ripping up the riverbed. You have to go in and you have to really start to yank out those faulty foundations. And those faulty foundations, they're different for each of us. You know, we all had different upbringings. We all had different experiences. We all had different traumas that we went through, different pain that we're carrying. But the foundation of this work is really kind of, I don't want to say it's the exact same for everyone, but it's very parallel. It's very similar because we all have to go in and we have to uproot those faulty foundations. And you know, for me, I have had tons of faulty foundations. Let's just be honest. I had a lot of foundations that were built on fear. A lot of foundations within myself, the way that I viewed myself, the way that I viewed life, the way that I viewed, relationships, love, the way that I viewed career, business, money, success. A lot of my like core foundations were truly like rooted from a place of fear, a place of lack, a place of victim. And I like to hold a lot of compassion for myself and for others who have these foundations of fear, of lack, and especially victimhood. I know like the victim mindset and the victim behavior, that's like a hot topic in the self-help world, and you can't be a victim. And while I absolutely agree with that, shifting, you know, my victim mindset has helped me tremendously on my journey. I do want to say that the reason that we have these foundations that are built upon fear and lack and unworthiness and feeling like a victim is because at one point in our life, we were a victim. We were a victim to trauma, to pain, to injustice, to poverty, to racism, whatever it might have been for you. At one point, we did experience something where we were a victim. And the thing is when we experience these situations, these traumas in our lives, whether that's a capital T trauma or a lowercase T trauma, I talk about this all the time as well. Trauma is trauma. So I just want to start by saying that, you know, trauma is really any experience that shifted your nervous system into a place of survival. And that energy was never fully processed and discharged afterwards. And so in a way, that trauma was basically locked into you. And when we experience trauma, especially as young children, we don't have the tools for emotional regulation or emotional processing. We don't have the awareness or the cognitive thinking to be able to understand why mom or dad got mad and yelled at us and said what they said, or why maybe our parents got a divorce or whatever it might have been. We don't have The tools are the awareness to grasp that, to understand it, and to process it. And so if we didn't have family or caregivers or really just anyone in our life that was able to sit down and help us regulate our emotions, help us process what happened, then we are left to our own devices, our own little young child devices to make sense of what happened to us. And so that's where a lot of beliefs about ourselves, about others, about life start to form. And they form at a really young age. A lot of our beliefs are forming from the time we were born, essentially, to about 7, 8 years old. And so when you think about that, like that's really, really young. And those ages, like I said, they don't have the awareness or the cognitive ability to be able to decipher and understand and process big things that are happening to them. You know, as children, we often have these very big emotions and we really need emotional regulation. And a lot of times as young children, we don't get that. And it's not because our parents don't love us or they don't care about us. It's just that, you know, I truly believe that every parent does the best that they can. I believe my parents have always done the best that they can. But a lot of ways in which our parents showed up for us, cared for us, loved for us, parented us, disciplined us, a lot of that is, you know, passed down. They do what was done to them, and their parents did what was done to them, and their parents did what was done to them, and so on and so on and so on. And no one really stops and ever, you know, ask themselves, is this working? You know, is this a legitimate way to go about raising children or discipline or, you know, helping children with emotions, whatever it may be. And so it's not that our parents are to blame for not being able to help us process our emotions. It's not that our parents are to blame even for maybe the trauma that they unconsciously put us through or passed down onto us. But it's just more of just knowing that no one really is to blame, that hurt people, and trauma really is generational, and trauma can come in so many forms. Like I said, you know, you could have had a parent yell at you once, and that was a really big experience for you at that young age, and it absolutely might have traumatized you. You might have been abandoned. You might have actually gone through some kind of abuse. You might have had parents that divorced. You might have lived in poverty. You might have experienced racism or injustice in your environment or society or culture. And so these experiences, they really stay with us. You know, I always like to refer to the book, The Body Keeps the Score. And as we grow and get older, we don't just grow away or grow out of what happened to us. It actually kind of, you know, it stays with us. It became the foundation of our own self-concept and our own concept of the world. And those foundations that I was talking about, a lot of our foundations are built at a really young age. And especially when it comes to like our beliefs and the way that we see ourselves and the way that we see others. And so again, whether it's a capital case T trauma or lowercase T trauma, trauma is trauma. And when that energy from that experience doesn't get processed and discharged, it actually stays with us. The body keeps the score. And so trauma lives within us as an energy. And, you know, when it doesn't get healed and processed and discharged, it can lead to all kinds of illnesses and diseases, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And so a lot of my work is really helping women identify what those foundations are within themselves and helping them to uproot them, just like they're doing right now outside of my apartment. And, you know, that process can get very messy. Like, I just want to be honest, it can get absolutely messy. And I feel that there's so much insight and advice and tips out there about healing and spiritual healing and inner child healing and manifestation. And while a lot of what people are saying is true and Definitely needs to be applied. I feel like a lot of the information that gets passed around in self-help world, especially like the spiritual new age world, a lot of that can't be applied if one does not actually have a secure foundation within themselves. I'll be diving way more deeper into all of this into more episodes because there's just so many ways I can take this conversation. There's so many layers to it. But I think it's very important to understand that our nervous system plays one of the biggest roles in actually who we are, how we think, how we feel, how we operate. And so your nervous system essentially is the foundation for you to be able to grow, expand, and evolve into your most authentic and empowered self. You know, like I said, trauma stays in the body. It wires our nervous system. It causes these subconscious beliefs that we carry with us about not being good enough, not being worthy, not belonging, all kinds of beliefs about love, relationships, beliefs about money, beliefs about success. The ones that aren't serving you, the ones that are blocking you, the ones that are rooted in lack, fear, unworthiness, victim, a lot of those are usually, they're usually from some kind of trauma that you've experienced that has not been processed and discharged out of your body, out of your mind, out of your heart. And so in order to do that, we have to really go in and we have to shake up those foundations in which those beliefs and parts of ourselves were born and created from, essentially. You know, a lot of our beliefs have turned into our identities, and a lot of people that, you know, I've worked with, and myself included, before I started my more trauma-informed journey, all of my identities were around what I don't want to say what I experienced in childhood, because it wasn't like my identity was like, oh, this happened when I was 6 years old and this is my identity. More so of the interpretation and the meaning I gave to the traumas that I experienced, those became my identities. And as an adult, I really did not feel safe in my body. I struggled a lot with anxiety, with depression, with repeating the same patterns, and really just feeling like stuck within myself. And one thing that I, you know, tell all of my clients, and I try to tell, you know, all of you guys on social media as well, is when we feel stuck in our lives, a lot of times we think that's a mindset issue. And a lot of times it's a nervous system issue. Our nervous system is stuck in those survival responses, in those trauma responses, because like I said at the beginning, when that trauma doesn't get processed and discharged, it like essentially becomes locked within us. And so when we're stuck, a lot of times it's not really that you're so stuck in your mind. Yes, your mind and your thoughts might be stuck, but they're stuck due to the state of your nervous system, due to what is going on inside your body, what I like to call under the surface. And so in order to go under the surface, we have to be willing to come back home to our bodies and start becoming aware of those foundations, of those beliefs, of those versions of ourselves that are rooted in fear, rooted in unworthiness, rooted in lack, rooted in victimhood, with love, with grace, with compassion. Because like I said, again in the beginning, that I'm more sensitive around using the word victim and talking about being in a victim energy or a victim mindset or a victim behavior. Because at one point, we were a victim of some kind of mistreatment. And so it's not to say that we weren't a victim by saying, oh, you can't have a victim mindset and a victim energy. It's more so acknowledging that at one point, yes, you might have been a victim to trauma, to pain, to injustice. But now you're in a place where you get to reclaim your power, and you no longer are a victim. Now you get to go back and you get to essentially rewrite that story on a subconscious level. Like, we can't change what happened, right? We can never go back and actually change the lineup of events and the things that happened. But what we can change is the meaning and the beliefs that we gave to those situations. And what we can change is our foundation within. And so when trauma causes these faulty foundations within us, we have the power to actually go in and heal and restore our foundations from within and to change the story of what has happened to us on a subconscious level so that we can clear those beliefs about being unworthy, not being good enough, you know, being in lack, being a victim. And a lot of times when you go in and you start to dig up these foundations, it can get messy. It can absolutely get messy. You are quite literally dismantling so much of your own identity, or what you thought was your identity, what your inner child or past versions of you that went through the trauma created as an identity. And since you've been carrying that around for years and years and years, that's kind of how it formed into your identity. You've been carrying those beliefs, those, you know, unworthy lack beliefs around, and that's kind of formed into an identity. And so, you know, having an identity crisis is a real thing. I wouldn't want to necessarily say it's like a bad thing, a wrong thing, as far as like calling it an identity crisis. But in my work on my own personal journey, and that with all of the women that I have coached, all of them go through some kind of identity crisis on this path, because we're essentially digging up everything you've ever believed to be about yourself. And we have to go in and we have to dig up those faulty foundations, you know, which I think now that I'm thinking about it, this is what happens when I just do an intuitive flow. I don't think I actually gave the example of the house. I brought it up and then I just like got off on a tangent, but it's the same as like, you know, remodeling a house. Which I grew up with parents that flipped homes for a living. So like I saw firsthand all the processes of flipping houses. And so say you bought an old house, you know, and you're wanting to remodel it and you have this huge vision for it. And you're like, I'm going to get hardwood floors and I'm going to put this panel up and we're going to get these big windows and we're going to take out the kitchen. And I'm going to get marble countertops and a farmhouse sink or whatever it may be. You know, you have this vision, right? So like you can get on Pinterest every day and you can create the entire aesthetics of this house and what it wants to look like and or what you want it to look like and the ways that you want to do everything. But if you don't actually go into this old rusty house that you just bought and you don't tear out the old carpet and you don't cut the rusty pipes and you don't do the plumbing work and you don't rip out the walls and put new panels in, like if you don't actually go in and like gut the foundation of this house out, you're never going to have that house that you're envisioning and that you're putting all over your Pinterest board, right? Like you can visualize it and put it on a vision board and do all the manifesting things for it, which is great. That's going to help you get your energy going and really help you see the vision of what it is that you're moving towards. But you actually have to go in and gut out those foundations within the house so that you can build upon it stronger, more aligned, and more to what it is that you're creating now. And so the same goes with us. We can sit all day and visualize the best life that we want to live and visualize ourselves being in our power and visualize ourselves speaking our truth and living authentically and being in a loving relationship and having a successful career and making the money we want to make. We can visualize ourselves taking the vacations and having the friendships and the experiences that we're wanting. But if we don't actually like go in under the surface and start to dig up all of the foundations within us that go against everything that we're wanting to create for ourselves and the life that we're wanting to live, then we're not going to really get anywhere. And that was my experience for years. I was doing all of the affirmations. I was doing all of the manifesting rituals. Like I spent thousands of dollars on coaches and programs who I don't want to say they weren't giving bad content or anything, but who were essentially all saying the same thing. You know, I kept thinking the next coach I worked with or the next program I got into, that it would be different, or I would get something else out of it, or they would say something maybe the other coach or person didn't say. And essentially they were all just kind of saying the same thing, just like spinning around each other. And that's when I started to notice this like gap in the spiritual self-help manifestation world, is that there's not enough talk about trauma and in the actual deep inner work that we have to do to be able to implement and embody those manifestation and mindset type exercises, techniques, rituals, practices, all of that. You know, it's not enough to just know that stuff and do it. You have to actually be able to implement it in your life and embody it. And a lot of times is when there's unresolved trauma within, there's, you know, we're operating from a dysregulated nervous system. We've got all these faulty beliefs and foundations within us that are rooted in fear and lack. That's actually going to prevent us from being able to implement and embody what we need to do to truly expand and evolve beyond these past versions of ourselves. Because we can't just sit all day and meditate and just think we're going to wake up the next day and our insecurities are going to be gone and our fears are going to be gone. And, you know, everything that we want is just going to start pouring into us because we're just sitting here manifesting and making vision boards all day. excuse me. And no shame and judgment to those who are doing that. Like, keep doing that. But please understand that if you're feeling stuck in your healing journey and you're doing these affirmation work, you know, the affirmation work, mindset work, but yet you're still feeling like, I still don't feel worthy. I still don't feel abundant. I still don't feel powerful. I still don't really feel like I should be feeling with all of the stuff that I'm doing. I'm here to tell you that it's not a mindset issue. It's not a manifesting issue. It is most likely your nervous system. It is the foundations within you that are ultimately leading your life and are ultimately in control. I always say trauma takes the lead. So it doesn't really matter how much outer work you're doing, whether that's, you know, again, making vision boards, doing rituals, going to all these programs, reading every book, listening to all the podcasts. It doesn't really matter how much outer work you're doing. If you're not actually able to implement and embody what it is that you're learning, then you're going to kind of be like a hamster on a wheel and you're just going to be going in circles, you know. You're thinking you're moving forward, but really you're still repeating some of the same patterns. And that's how it was for me. I was doing a ton of work and really trying my fucking hardest to evolve beyond some of the versions that I used to be. And it just seemed like no matter how much work I was doing, I just couldn't get there. You know, like I just couldn't truly feel the power and the worthiness and the freedom and the love and the faith and the trust that I needed within my body. No matter how many times I was affirming it, no matter how many times I was writing it down and journaling over it, you know, no matter how much I dressed up and I, you know, tried the whole fake it until you make it thing. And just like, no matter what I was doing, I couldn't actually embody it because I had unresolved trauma within me that was like, no, no, no. These versions of you, this empowered, authentic, sovereign woman who lives freely, who expresses herself, who speaks her truth, who thrives in her relationships and thrives in her business, who's financially stable and solid. My body, essentially my nervous system, my inner child was like, absolutely fucking not. You've never lived this way. This has never been your reality. This is so far away from what's known and familiar that my body actually took a lot of it as a threat. And it really did feel like it was so far away. Instead of being something that I could tap into and feel and experience in my body, which is what needs to happen in order for manifestation to be able to take place, I actually couldn't get there. And so it wasn't until 2020 that I really got like honest with myself about that. And it wasn't really until the beginning of last year that I really started to dive even deeper into my trauma-informed work. And then that is when I decided I'm going to just go full in on this with coaching, because once I really started to restore my nervous system and like uproot those foundations, not just like bypass it, not talk about it, not just kind of like stick one foot in, one foot out, like really fucking go in there and feel all of those emotions and all of the things that I had been repressing and really feel how unsafe my inner child felt at my core, at my foundation, and how you know, dysregulated my nervous system got in certain situations, and really brought that to the forefront, brought my foundational pieces, these parts of myself that were rooted in lack, fear, unworthiness, and victimhood. When I was able to focus on that specifically, and I actually dropped every manifestation trick out there, like for like a year, I didn't do anything manifestation. Like I didn't make a vision board. I didn't make like list over the things I was calling in. I stopped doing like full moon and new moon rituals. Like I had to like almost completely walk away from it all so that I could focus on like what was the most important. And I'm not saying to do this either. This is just what I did, because I became like a manic manifester. Like when I get too into that, I get like way into it. And I was spiritually bypassing a lot of the deeper work and the foundational pieces within me that needed to be brought up. And it just reinforced, even over the last like 2 years, I've really been, you know, it just, all the work, how do I say this, spirit, help me out here. All of the work that I have done essentially over like the last 7 years being on a spiritual path, it wasn't until like the last like 2-3 years that I really stopped my spiritual bypassing tendencies. So I was on a spiritual path for a really long time before I even had an awareness that I was spiritually bypassing. And that's what can happen when we dive too much into all of the like energetics of stuff and the mindset work, especially when we have unresolved trauma, because trauma does not heal in the brain. It does not heal in the mind. It heals in the body. Trauma is stored in the body and the way that it wired our nervous system, and therefore programmed our brain due to the beliefs, the meanings, and the identities that we created around that trauma to make sense of it. So if we want to change our mindset, if we want to change our behaviors, if we want to break the cycles and the patterns that we keep repeating that we know are not serving us, then we have to work with our nervous system, because everything you're doing when your nervous system is dysregulated, you're doing it as protection. So when you're in survival, everything you're doing is from a place of survival. The way that you think, the way that you feel, and the way that you behave, you're unconsciously acting and thinking and feeling in those ways because your body is on high alert and you are essentially trying to protect yourself from potential danger or from trauma happening again. And this is why we see certain patterns, especially in relationships, come up, because we reenact those patterns, you know, a lot of people want to call it self-sabotage, because we're trying to protect ourselves. We don't want to get hurt again. We don't want to get abandoned again. We don't want to get rejected again. And so we might act out in certain ways. We might shut down. We might explode. We might walk away. We might overly attach and try to cling onto a partner. And I'm just using relationship as an example because it's like the perfect one that I feel like most people can understand. But that's just a really common area where we see unresolved trauma coming up, is in our interpersonal relationships. And when you think about those behaviors that you do where you know they're not serving you and you want to open up, right? You want to have a loving relationship. You want to be vulnerable and you want to communicate and you don't want to shut down and you don't want to get explosive. And you don't want to attach and be codependent either. But when you look at all of those patterns and all of those behaviors, and the way that you feel and think when you're in these relationships, you'll start to see that everything you're doing is from a place of survival. It is your body, your brain, your ego's way of trying to protect you. And while that's not serving you, it can allow a little gap for compassion to come in, because you can take a step back and realize, my body and my brain, my ego, my inner child, everything within me is just trying to protect me. They don't want me to experience trauma again. They don't want me to experience abandonment again. And then that can allow you to hold some compassion for yourself and the experience. But using that as an example and coming back to what I was saying is that trauma takes the lead. So when we have unresolved trauma and we are operating from a dysregulated nervous system, we're going to be thinking from our survival brain, And there's not enough affirmations, mindset work, and energetics that can really override that. We have to go in and we have to restore our foundation, which is our nervous system. And as we begin to restore our nervous system and we begin to create a sense of safety within ourselves, a sense of safety within our bodies, this sense of security where we're no longer on high alert and we're no longer, and I want to say no longer, you might oscillate and you might, you know, go in and out, but as a foundation, as an overall, you've restored and regained a sense of safety and security within you. That is when we truly can start to heal, dissolve, and dismantle our trauma, pain, and programming. But so long as our foundation within is in a place of survival, is locked into these traumas that we experienced, you know, maybe years ago, like I said, in our childhood, or maybe even just recently, we've got to go in and restore the nervous system. And when we start to restore the nervous system, that allows us to discharge that energy that got locked in when the trauma happened or when the experience happened. So then we can start to process what happened, because with everything that we experience, any trauma, pain, programming, there's an emotional charge to all of that, right? I had so much anger and sadness and despair and confusion repressed inside me from the things that I experienced and the traumas that I've gone through, that a lot of my healing was learning how to find healthy ways to feel all of those emotions. And this is what I wasn't doing in the beginning of my spiritual journey. Like I said, I was on a spiritual journey for many years and I wasn't truly going in and feeling my feelings. I was just trying to think a positive thought. I would pull an oracle card. I'd get my crystals out. I would do like a ritual with different herbs. I would do sound bowls. And while I love all of that, don't get me wrong, I love all of that. That for me now is like play. That's just for me to get the energy going and get it amped up. But before, that was like my healing. That's what I thought was gonna heal me. I was so unconscious still to the emotions underneath, and I didn't want to feel them either. I didn't, you know, I was convinced that that was a low energy, that was a low vibe. I didn't want to go there. And so I just, you know, kind of bypassed, went around it. Until I got to a place where I realized that I was not moving forward, that I, you know, was trying to take myself, my relationships and my business to like a whole new level. And it just felt almost nearly impossible because there was so much work under the surface that I needed to do that I was not or had not done up until that point, and really wasn't even aware, you know, so to speak, as well. I had worked with tons of coaches and tons of therapists, and no one was able to offer me the somatic experience that I needed. And somatic experiencing is essentially connecting with our body and working with our sensations, our feelings, and our emotions. And that's why as a coach, I take a very very bottoms up approach. Most people take a top down approach. So, and that's what a lot of people experience like in talk therapy and like with mindset coaches. And that's essentially change your thoughts, change your feelings, change, you know, your life, your situation, all of that. And at some point, I think you can get there. There are definitely certain areas in my life now where I just need to change my thoughts about things, and then I can shift. But that's because I did the foundational work to those, you know, pieces. But when there's still faulty foundations within, a top-down approach is very hard to find lasting results in, because the work that needs to happen bottoms up. And that's what I do. Bottoms up is essentially coming into the body, working with the nervous system, working with sensations, working with your feelings, working with your emotions, clearing that, healing that, restoring that, and then working our way up to the mind and implementing cognitive work to then start to shift our thoughts, our narratives, and our beliefs. And that has been truly what has been absolutely life-changing for me and the women that I work with in coaching as well. Because most women that come to me are women that do feel stuck, that have tried a lot of different spiritual modalities or healings, other coaches, mindset work, and they're still just feeling extremely stuck in themselves and in their lives. And, you know, I think we all want to feel like our most authentic and empowered self, and not, I got to a place where I was like, I don't want to fake this shit anymore. Like, I don't want to fake being confident. I don't want to fake being in my power. I don't want to fake this feeling that I want to actually just fucking feel. I want to feel confident. I want to feel good enough in all areas, in all situations, in all circumstances, despite what is happening. I want to feel that secure within myself that I know who I am. I can speak my truth. I can set boundaries. I can take care of myself in the ways that I need. I can feel into my confidence. I can feel into my truth. I can feel into my power. And I can move from that energy, not fake that energy, but truly embody and move myself from that energy. And that's really what lit the fire in my ass to get so committed to my trauma healing and taking a trauma-informed approach. And I'm telling you, it has been absolutely life-changing. And like going again, circling back to what I was saying, like the tractors in the back are getting, actually they're not tractors. Tractors are like on a farm. I don't know what these are. They're just big machine things that are digging up the foundation. I do want to say that even though this taking a more trauma-informed approach on my healing and really working on coming back home into my body and restoring my nervous system to uproot those foundations within myself, while that has been absolutely transformational, I will not lie and say that it was always easy and that it was always pretty. It was fucking messy. Some of the messiest work I've ever done, because feeling anger, feeling rage, feeling sadness, feeling despair, feeling frustration, feeling all of those feelings that, you know, I had suppressed from my childhood and the things that I experienced, that was not pretty. Okay? Like it was not pretty. Like I was messy. It was messy. And I just like I've said before, like I say all the time, you know, that's okay. Healing is fucking messy sometimes. And we don't need to hold shame around that. We don't need to hold judgment around that. It's just a part of the process. Like there's no way that the city doing this construction over here, there's no way that they can build this new foundation in the river bend or the water bend without going in and digging up the old foundation. You can't just replace a new foundation on top of an old foundation. Like that's not going to solve the issue. And obviously I don't know like everything that's going on, but you have to tear it down. It's like the same as like remodeling the house, like I said. You can't put hardwood floors over fucking carpet. That doesn't work. You have to dig up that old fucking carpet, probably sand the wood underneath, maybe even do some more work, and then lay down new hardwood floors. So that's what has to happen within us. We have to go in and we have to dig up and uproot those foundations that are rooted in fear, lack, and unworthiness. The foundations that came from the trauma and the pain and the programming that we experienced that never got healed, processed, and discharged. And so while, yes, it is absolutely messy, I just want you to know that it's also absolutely possible. And, you know, a lot of like embodying your feminine energy, embodying the wild woman, when I really started to embody this side of me, because I believe that there is a wild fucking liberated woman within us all, and she's so powerful. And when we allow her, you know, some people call it the divine feminine, whatever it works for you, I like to more so call her the wild woman. When we allow her to be unleashed, you know, we can hold space for our emotions, we can hold space for the mess, and we literally can transmute it into art, into love, into power. Like that's the gift of the wild woman within us. That's the gift of the divine feminine. That's the gift, is that we get to embody and hold duality, that we're not here to be pretty and perfect and quiet and, you know, yes, please, no, please, like agreeable and pleasing. We're not here to be that. And this can be a podcast, a whole podcast on its own. But, you know, a lot of us are programmed as little girls to keep it together, cross our legs, be quiet, speak if spoken to, agree, be pleasing, have no needs, get along. I know I grew up very heavily with be the bigger person, be the bigger person, which essentially meant shut up, don't stick up for yourself, and just take whatever shit comes at you. And so, again, this can all be another episode, but so embracing the mess allows us to also embrace that feminine power within us, because the wild woman, the divine feminine, whatever you want to call it within us, she holds duality. She is not always pretty and pleasing and passive. She can be, and we can get to be those things too. I'm not saying go and start fires everywhere and just, rage out. Oh, it's 2-2-2 as I'm talking right now. But I always say this, the feminine within us, the divine feminine, the wild woman within us, she's like the ocean. Sometimes she's calm and collective, and then other times she will take a whole city out with one fucking wave, and she's a hurricane. That's the power of feminine energy. And when we as women allow ourselves to drop into that feminine part of us as we're doing this deep healing work, it allows us to embrace the mess. It allows us to embrace all of those really difficult, challenging, heavy emotions that we would rather not feel, that we would rather just bypass or numb or avoid. But the thing is, everything that you resist persists. And so at some point, like I did, like a lot of my clients do, you hit a breaking point where you realize, I cannot keep going in this way. I can't keep avoiding my insecurities, my fears, my pain, my unworthiness. I can't keep faking it anymore. I have to get honest with myself, and I need to address what's going on within me in order for anything to truly start to shift and change. And that's such a powerful place to be in. I'm telling you, it's such a powerful place to be in. So this was my intuitive flow. I went all over the board, but this is kind of a gist of what's going to start coming now on the podcast in this season 2. Because that's what we're going to start with, I guess, season 2, or I don't know if they do it like that, but that's how I'm going to do it. This is season 2 now. And so this is basically an overview of what I'm going to start sharing and talking about. So I hope that this helped you in some way, shape, or form, or gave you some insight. I post a lot on social media. I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, and I also have a Facebook group, The Divine Woman Rising, a free Facebook group that you can join. And I'm always giving out as much content and information and support as I can, because I truly just want more women to know about this and know that they're not alone. Because if I went through this, if the women that I've also worked through have gone through this, then I know that there are hundreds, probably thousands of more women out there that are in this similar energy, in this similar phase in their life. And I just want you to know that you're not alone, and that you hold so much fucking power in your body, and you hold so much fucking power as a woman. And I want to help you tap into that. I want to help you truly start to heal and dismantle your trauma, pain, and programming, and reclaim your authentic truth and live your most empowered life. Because we did not come here to suffer. We did not come here to struggle. We did not come here to play small. We did not come here to dim our light. That is a lot of the conditioning that we have to dismantle when we do this work. But that's not why we're fucking here. And we are here to thrive. We are here to be our full selves unapologetically, to live true to our heart, to live true to our soul, to express ourselves however we choose, and to create a life that fucking fulfills us from the inside out. And whoo, that's what we're gonna do. That is what we're gonna do. So I hope that you'll join me. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. There will be more coming. So hit subscribe, follow me, stay in connection with me, find me on social media, whatever works best for you. Thank you for being here. I love you, and I cannot wait for all of the juiciness that is about to come in my season 2. Thank you for joining me on your healing journey as you become your most authentic and empowered self. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, I would so appreciate it if you left me a review. You can also connect with me on Instagram or TikTok at TianLeeHealing. And if you're interested in working with me one-on-one, you can visit my website. The link is in the show notes. But either way, just know that no matter where you are, what you're moving through, you've got this. I see you. I support you. I love you. and I am rooting for you.